This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
If they go to the table with basically a gun to their head, they will be bullied by the Trump administration.
Donald Trump extends ceasefire deadline with Iran and president to announce her decision on asylum seeker legislation. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has announced an extension of the ceasefire with Iran. Posting on Truth Social, the US president has said he'll continue to stick to the truce until Tehran submits fresh peace proposals. He made the announcement with just hours to go before the ceasefire was meant to end. The White House also says J.D. Vance's trip to Pakistan for peace talks is not happening. Former diplomat Alan Eyre says this could give both sides room to come up with a peace plan.
We've got some more time for Pakistan to work its magic. Hopefully we get these two people in the same country, in the same room, and they can start working out at least an interim framework agreement that gives space for a possible solution.
President Catherine Conley has until tonight to announce whether she'll refer the new asylum legislation to the Supreme Court or sign it into law. It follows a four-hour meeting of her Council of State at Áras an Uachtaráin on Monday. News Talk's Jess Woodlock reports.
The International Protection Bill has been described by the Justice Minister as the most significant reform of asylum law in the history of the state. The legislation aims to bring Ireland in line with the incoming EU Migration and Asylum Pact. It includes restrictions around processing, screening and appeals for those who are looking for international protection here. The President called for the Council of State to discuss the bill's constitutionality after it passed through the Dáil last week. 23 members of the Council, including former Presidents Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese and Michael D. Higgins, met at the Áras on Monday evening. The President says she's now considering the Council's advice. She's expected to announce her decision today.
Lufthansa is cutting 20,000 flights from its summer schedule. The German airline says the move is aimed at saving on the soaring cost of jet fuel sparked by the Middle East war. It's already ground dozens of planes over the crisis. The firm insists the latest cuts only represent 1% of its available seat kilometres. Almost one in three women say they have trouble accessing the free contraception scheme. A new study by the National Women's Council and Trinity College found women from minority groups aren't getting the care they need. Campaigners are calling for the scheme to be expanded so that every woman who wants to benefit can benefit. Corinne Hassan from the National Women's Council outlines the biggest barriers facing those trying to get free contraception.
Being ineligible for the scheme, difficulties in accessing a GP and not having access to information in a suitable format. So for an example, migrant women had a low awareness of the scheme despite good awareness in the population overall. Disabled women also highlighted with us that information was not readily available in accessible formats.
A former top UK civil servant has accused number 10 of a dismissive approach to vetting Peter Mandelson for the US ambassador job. Downing Street has rejected this, saying there's no evidence it wanted to undermine the process. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer insists he wasn't told about security concerns, which were overruled by the UK Foreign Office. Theo Bertram was an advisor to Tony Blair and Gordon Brown.
There were faults in the way that the processes worked. You know, the Prime Minister should not have been in the position where he's standing up in the Commons and saying these things definitively unless they've been, you know, not just once, but double, triple checked.
56% of people feel the government is not doing enough to cut our reliance on fossil fuels. An Ireland Think Polls for Environmental Pillar looked at attitudes towards climate action following the fuel protests. The group is calling for a meeting between state officials and social stakeholders to address the challenges from the escalating cost of energy. Policy advisor with the Environmental Pillar, Oisin Coughlan, says we've shown we can act when backed into a corner.
They've spent €750 million in the last few weeks to subsidise the price of fossil fuels. But where's the new spending? Where's the new plan to help us get off fossil fuels? So this is the second time in 4 years where there's been a fossil fuel crisis, first to the Russian invasion of Ukraine and now Iran.
The Lyrid meteor shower is thrilling Irish stargazers this week. Up to 20 shooting stars an hour were streaking across the darkness last night and early this morning, and there could be more to come. Space commentator Leo Enright says conditions currently here are near perfect.
If you missed it last night, don't give up, because this meteor shower continues for several days. Every night, as long as obviously there's no clouds, there should be an opportunity to see more shooting stars than you would see on a normal night.
In entertainment news, there's huge criticism of the new biopic about Michael Jackson. The film follows the King of Pop's rise to stardom, but doesn't address sexual abuse allegations he faced. The late singer is portrayed by his nephew in the movie. Michael is out in cinemas today. Former Channel 4 boss Dorothy Byrne says Hollywood should be ashamed.
It's wrong to even listen to his music, never mind go and see a film. People are making money out of this, and that's what you have to say to yourself. You wouldn't go and see a film about Jimmy Savile.
And in sport, in soccer, Chelsea suffered a fifth Premier League defeat in a row last night, with Brighton running out 3-0 winners. The result heaps pressure on the manager, with the Seagulls also moving above them to sixth place in the table. This evening, Manchester City will look to make the top spot their own as they travel to Burnley. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.